What's up, guys? My name is Bucky Roberts, and welcome to your very first tutorial in the R programming language. Now, my guess is that if you're watching this video, you already know what R is and what it's used for, but for those people who maybe just heard of it before and they wanted to check out a video to learn what it is, let me go ahead and take a few seconds and explain that. What R is it's a computer programming language made specifically for statistics. And I'm talking about, with this program you can do things like graph charts and graphs and a whole bunch of stuff. Let me actually go ahead and show you guys a couple examples. And before you guys are like, alright, see you later, Bucky, I'm not a math nerd, I'm not going to school for statistics, I'll catch you in the next video, wait just a second. For anyone who has ever programmed and is actually interested in ever graphing charts or graphs or anything like that, you probably want to stick around and learn this, because it's not just for math majors or people that are, you know, obsessed with statistics or anything like that. This can be useful in any program, and actually the software that we're going to be using to learn is actually incredibly powerful, and you can make awesome charts, graphs, and look at this thing. I don't even know what the heck it's called, but it's a graphic that was created in this program, and it looks confusing right now, but it's actually very powerful and really easy to use once you get the basics of it. So hopefully I got you guys a little interested in it. So the first thing that we actually need to do is download the software that allows us to run R. So if you go to this website right here, cran.r-project.org, then you can see that there are a couple different links here, and downloading it is actually, you know, really, really easy. If you ever downloaded anything in your life, you probably know how to do it. But let's just go ahead, and I'm running Windows, and if you have Linux or Mac, it's going to be easy for you, but I'm going to show you guys how to download it on Windows. And I don't have it on my computer, so I'm going to click Install R for the first time. And la 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 la, I have to click something else right here. Download R for Windows. So, oh great, don't tell me this is going to take like a minute. Now I got to tell you guys like a story or something. Alright, oh, I know a story. So last night, it was raining out, and I always keep my garage door open, but I don't know, just because like I like to air it out, because it's kind of like musty and stanky in there. But anyways, I closed my house, my garage door is still open, and it was raining, so a skunk decided to walk in my garage, because, you know, get out of the rain. Hey, Bucky's garage is open, because he's an idiot, I'll just walk in there. So I opened the door, because I was going to actually close the garage door, and I saw this skunk, and I just looked at him, and he looked at me, and he's like, what's up? And thankfully, he didn't like shoot me or spray me or whatever it's called. So he just I closed the door slowly as not to spook him, and he ran away. So, you know, thank God for that. Alright, so pretty awful story, but now that R is downloaded, let's just go ahead and double click that exe file. And also, I want to mention, if you go to Bucky Downloads or wherever your downloads are, it's going to be, where is it, this thing right here. The file is called R minus in whatever version it is. So go ahead and double click that. And as you can see, it says, hey, dude, you want to run this? Heck yeah, we do. So run that, yes. Okay, and you're pretty much going to select all of the defaults. So next, next, and if you don't know what type of operating system you have, then the thing is, if you have any like recent computer, you probably have 64-bit, but if you don't know, then just go ahead and install all the files. I know I have 64-bit, so I'm just going to go ahead and click next, and next, next. See, I told you guys this was incredibly easy. And another thing I want to mention is, since this is basically the core program, once we have this on our computer, we can use the R programming language. However, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be actually downloading another program that allows us to work with it a lot easier. It's a piece of software called an IDE, and that's what we're going to be using to actually do all our tutorials in, so we really don't need this desktop icon right here because we're going to be using something else. This is just the base. So you can go ahead and uncheck that, click next, and zip it. Oh yeah, you guys like my background? Oh my, where are you looking at? I'm going to cover those bad boys up. Actually, I like her, but I think my dream girl is Rachel McAdams or Natalie Portman. I can't decide which one I want to date. Once I do, you know, probably settle down. Probably going to be Rachel McAdams. Rachel, if you're listening, I love you. Alright, jeez, I need a new computer. Someone send me a new computer. This is taking way too stinking long. Alright, so finish this and, check it out. We now have R on our computer. So if you don't believe me, just open up your programs and you can see R, x64, which means 64-bit, 3-1-0, boom, roasted. Alright, so in the next video, what I'm going to be doing is, now that we have R installed and our computer says, alright, you can do crap with R now, I'm going to be showing you guys how to download the program that we're actually going to be using that makes R 10 times better. So thank you guys for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you guys in the next video.